Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, it is 8:40 on a Tuesday morning. Joining us right now is the superintendent of Port Huron Area Schools, Theo Karulis. Theo, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Last saw you about a week and a half ago, Set Sail for Autism and More at the Port Huron Young Club. What a cool event that turned out to be.
Oh, man, I was smiling the whole time. I know you were, too. What a beautiful event to get our kids with special needs out on ships, out on the lake. I mean, just a wonderful thing. And thank you to everybody that helped with that, including yourself.
Absolutely. And the school district identified those students that would do well in that environment and brought their families along, their caregivers. It was really a nice event.
Yeah, you know, there's just so many happy people, and I don't know who gets more out of those kinds of things when you do those events for our special needs kids. The kids and their families definitely get a lot, but the crews of the ships, I mean, mm-hmm. they get a lot out of that too. I think it was a two-way street.
Yeah.
I was smiling all day, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it was really neat. Very cool. During Boat Week, of course, the Rotary International Day Parade, last-minute decision not to include the marching bands. Tough call to make, but probably the right one, huh?
Yeah, it's just some of the parts of the job. You have to make mm-hmm. calls like that. It broke my heart because I know marching band kids work incredibly hard. They were there. But, you know, we were monitoring the weather from the air quality from the morning, and it shifted around 4 o'clock. And I view marching band like athletics. We follow the MHSAA guidelines. You know, if you got a trumpet in your hand and you're marching, you know, a mile and a half down, that's like running a 5K. You know, you're mm-hmm. breathing, you're walking. It's an athletic feat. And I wouldn't have had a soccer game in that, and I certainly wouldn't have those. So I pulled the kids. They were very understanding. I know their health is our priority. And the northern kids wanted to do another parade in Richmond, so they've signed up to do another parade. And the PH kids wanted to do right away. They went down to the PAC in our nice air-conditioned Performing Arts Center and did an amazing performance down there. So it worked out. I apologize to the kids, but everybody understands, you know, safety first. So
yeah.
The parade went on. It was great. I was down there, but marching band, not that day.
This Thursday, I think it is, big grand opening of the new Teen Health Center.
Yeah, I'm excited to see our new partners with Community First Health Centers. Laura Huffman, their CEO, has been amazing to work with. You know, when it all happened a few months ago, we looked for a partnership, and they were the selected team. They were great, and they've been great ever since. I think it's going to be better than it ever was. They're really reaching out. They're doing some cool things. But most importantly, our kids have health and safety right there on the campus. I don't know if you know this, but our kids, especially our kids at risk, you know, from poverty or marginalized communities, they can leave class, of course, with a pass for an appointment at the health center. We buzz them right from our halls into the health center and buzz them back. Something that might take, you know, a kid without transportation or something, it might take them all day to go get a checkup. And those kids can do it 45 minutes and be back in class. It's great.
Is this something that other school districts have, a teen health center or something like it?
Well, certainly not in the county. I think there were a few, and when there were some shifts at the county, they closed. We determined that we were not going to allow that to close, and our board pushed hard to find a new partner. And I'll tell you one thing, in the process of finding the new partner, I was talking to people. I knew, Paul, the teen health center was important. I had no idea the impact it had. I talked to so many adults, and they said things. When I was 20, when I was 18, that thing saved my life. That thing did this for me. That thing did that for me. I was amazed. People you would not expect that the teen health center had an enormous impact on their lives. So I'm super proud and thankful to Community First for keeping this going. So on Thursday, they're doing an open house or ribbon cutting with the who's running it with us? Anyway, they're doing a mm-hmm. ribbon cutting, and it's good with the chamber. Sorry,
okay.
I think Georgia Baldwin. Sorry, yep. Sorry, Georgia. I'll hear about this from Georgia. Yeah, you know she listens. So so the ribbon cutting, and we'll be full steam ahead, ready for physicals. So anybody our student athletes that need physicals, they can call the Teen Health Center and get an appointment.
Fantastic, and that's coming up soon. starting a brand new school year before you know it.
Yeah, we're ready. I've seen the bands are out. The teams are out practicing. I talked to a couple of teachers. Are you ready? Do you want the kids back? They said, not just yet.
No.
Not just yet, man. Let's
one more day at the beach before we do that. Yeah. Well, I mean, there are summer school classes too going on.
Yeah. You know, I really appreciate our staff that, you know, they're getting paid, but they are giving up their summers. We had 261 high school students, 315 elementary students in summer school. And those high school students, you know, it ended last week. Some of them are still working online, but they've already earned 316 credits. And when I hear those numbers, you know, 261 high school students, that's 261 kids that are less at risk to drop out. Right. If we can keep them on track for graduation, we're going to get them across the finish line. Summer school is really important. And it's free here. Not too many districts have free summer schools.
Any big projects this summer at any year?
Nothing big. We've got some pavilions going. We've got some parking lots. And you might have seen the digital signs out in front of our secondary schools. So when those power up, they're going to be amazing. They're video signs. And I look forward to celebrating what goes on in our buildings on those signs for the public to see.
Last time that we talked, the state legislature had not yet passed a budget. They did right before the 4th of July. Kind of, you know, slide into the 4th of July weekend. Have you seen what they're committing to schools and is it in
absolutely.
Line with?
Absolutely. You know, we're a lot of that when those things happen, that's why it's so important that they get it done on time. They were a little late, but it was fine. It was just like a few days. But it takes so long for us to analyze and to get for the state to tell us how we can use certain dollars. You know what? My budget's $130 million. Like, it's a big, complex, complicated budget. And money can only be used for certain things in certain areas. So it takes a lot to figure all that out. So we're analyzing it, the impact. I think it's a positive budget. They're, as politicians should, I'm not criticizing them, but they're bragging it was the best budget of all time. Well, when you talk about inflation and rates like that, I don't know if I agree, but we're analyzing the impact. It's certainly positive, and we certainly got it on time. So we're going to be ready for day one.
All right, good stuff. And ready for day one of the 2026-2027 school year coming up.
Mm-hmm. Class of 2038, I think.
Like, oh, my crazy gosh. Like that. That doesn't even sound possible. But I can remember when we said class of 2026, and that mm-hmm. sounded way down the line.
Right, so, right.
Time marches on. Theo, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Theo Kerhula, superintendent of Port here in schools with us on WPHM.